Tiger Woods survived, played pretty well. Ricky Fowler actually won the tournament, but no one really seems to care about that. But joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is two-time U.S. Open champ, ESPN golf analyst. Here's Andy North. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing terrific. Yourself?
We're doing well. We enjoyed watching Tiger over the weekend.
What did you make of that weekend, Andy? I mean, it was... I still find it kind of bizarre, as much as I'm a Tiger fan. This guy can be out of contention, and every shot is on TV. It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, I think I was pleasantly surprised by his results, because you had no idea where he was. He'd said that he's been pain-free, and once you saw him make some swings, it was obvious that he is playing without some pain for the first time in a long time. And because of that, you could see his body actually worked in the golf swing. And he had some freedom. He was able to create speed. And I think this is totally different than what we've seen the last two or three times when he's come back after surgery.
So you're feeling pretty confident. Not only will he be ready to play in 2018, that you think he can get through 2018 and specifically the four majors?
Well, I mean, who knows? Once you've gone through four back surgeries, anything can happen. But it sure looks as if he's got a chance now for the first time in a long time. And I just happened to not 20 minutes ago, see the odds for the Masters in April. And Jordan Spieth is the favorite at 7-1, and Tiger's 20-1 after last week. How about that?
Do you think he'll ever swallow his pride and maybe, like, this guy needs to get some reps in and play some golf, as opposed to the old Tiger Woods that was the greatest player on earth that would just show up at Torrey. He'd show up at the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, and then it was like Bay Hill and then the Masters. doesn't this guy need to maybe play a couple more events than just show up on the old Tiger schedule?
Well, I think so. I think that you've got to be careful how you put a schedule together. You've got to be mindful of rest and that sort of thing. But right now, no matter how well he played last week, he's rusty. Guarantee he's rusty. He just needs to play some. The hard thing for Tiger, if I was coming back from an operation, I could go play 4 or 5 weeks, and no one cared what I shot. he can't do that. It'd be nice if he could play under a suit name someplace and just go play. But that's impossible in today's world.
With two-time U.S. Open champion ESPN golf analyst Andy North, we've been talking about Tiger for years. And I would say the past 4 or 5 years, if not more than that, we've talked more about his off-the-course news as opposed to on-the-course. Now, it's not a team sport. These guys played for teams where if you end up in the limelight because you've done something stupid, generally you walk into the room and you try to clear the air right off the bat and just lay it on the table, tell your teammates what went down, and try to move on from it. How would the tour work with a situation like this where Tiger, he's been arrested for DUI, obviously all the stuff off the course with his wife or his ex-wife? I mean, would there be an elephant in the room element to the tour whenever Tiger's around?
I don't think so. If he's done something to deserve a suspension of some kind, that would be handled at the commissioner's level. But there's no issues in the locker room. I mean, guys, he's a human being. He's made some mistakes, and I think he's at a really good place right now, and he's come out the other end, maybe better.
I've often wondered how the rest of the golf world again reacts to all of the coverage he gets. Like, you threw that out right off the top. Like, the amount of coverage this weekend
guy
would be expected.
10 shots out and every shot is being shown. Like, I love the guy, but I'm like, there's other people in contention here. This is crazy.
Right, but this weekend was expected. It didn't matter who won, who else played. But do you think that'll still be the case, Andy, if he makes it to Augusta, if he makes it to the U.S. Open, British Open? Do you think we could ever get back to kind of normal life where Tiger is still getting maybe 65-70% of the coverage? Or do you think
he's gonna end up in feature pairings? Let's assume that he's able to play at some kind of level that he's happy with. He's going to be in feature pairings at majors, and he deserves that. And he's he's if he plays well, you know, he'll be all over it. But you know, even, you know, it's great. What Ricky did on Sunday was unbelievable. And, you know, it's kind of lost. But, you know, Ricky doesn't care. I mean, he's excited to see Tiger playing like this. And you know, Tiger struggled on Saturday. It would have been really easy for him to shoot another 75 on Sunday, but he came back and shot 400 par. And, you know, I think that really says that he's probably in a better place than a lot of people thought he'd be.
There was some crazy odds, Andy, being thrown out regarding Tiger's finish at Augusta come the springtime. I mean, realistically, how do you see him faring at that golf tournament? If the health continues to stay where it is, he plays some golf, gets some reps, do you think he can turn back the clock and
sure,
and do some damage there?
Absolutely. You know, it's a golf course that he obviously knows how to play.
Yeah.
He loves it. It's his favorite place. And, you know, his talent hasn't gone away. He just wasn't healthy. And it looks like now his body is going to let him do what he needs to do in his golf swing. And if he's able to do that, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he played well at Augusta. You know, people ask me, what's the better chance of him winning, you know, another major championship or never winning again? You know, I wouldn't be surprised either way. I think that, you know, if he is mentally engaged and he sure seemed to be into it last week, If that's a Tiger that shows up and he's going to be healthy, I think he'll play some good golf.
Really appreciate you doing this for us, Andy. Enjoy the holidays. We'll catch up down the road. Thank you.
Same to you guys. Appreciate it.
There's Andy North, ESPN golf analyst, two-time U.S. Open champ, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. From now until December 23rd, when you purchase any used vehicle, you'll receive a $5,000 prepaid Visa upon delivery. Visit Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland.